It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. As we continue on a Tuesday morning, I'm Walt Lindela. Time for one of our regular updates with our friends at Active Physical Therapy. Today with me in the studio is Lisa LaBarre, who is a physical therapist with Active Physical Therapy at their Marquette location, talking about exercise during pregnancy. Good morning.
Good morning, Walt.
I wanted to talk to you about this a little bit because I know some of the women's health issues and things like that are things you're talking about at Active Physical Therapy. Let's get right into exercise during pregnancy. What is a recommendation? What are the kind of key things to keep in mind with this?
Yeah, the recommendations based on recent research is that whether you've been exercising before pregnancy or you haven't been, that you exercise during pregnancy. And exercise during pregnancy may reduce the risk of gestational diabetes, preeclampsia, C-section, and can also be a factor in preventing postpartum depression. And also, moderate intensity exercise during pregnancy has been associated with increased growth rate of babies.
I think it was interesting there that you mentioned that whether you had been exercising before or not, it's a good idea to do during pregnancy to help with it, right?
Right. It's been found that exercise and good nutrition during pregnancy may have lifelong effects on the baby, including improving the baby's metabolism and stress response throughout their life.
What are some of the things to keep in mind then in terms of types of exercise? Because I'm sure as the pregnancy continues, that can also impact some things like mobility, ability to move. What are some of the things to keep in mind?
Right. You'll definitely want to keep the exercise to a moderate intensity. So avoid any really strenuous exercise. It's more important than ever that you keep in mind that you stay well hydrated. Even slight dehydration can lead to things like preterm labor. So that's super important.
So when you look at this also, work out, but don't necessarily get crazy with it, but do it in a way that you're feeling some response from it, correct?
Exactly. So if you've been exercising prior to pregnancy, you'll want to keep on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 is no effort and 10 is maximal effort. You'll want to keep your intensity range between a 5 and a 7. And, you know, about 30 to 45 minutes at a time with a 15-minute recovery. If you haven't been exercising prior to pregnancy, you'll want to keep that intensity more around a 5 or less.
So I guess, we're talking with Lisa LaBarre today, physical therapist with Active Physical Therapy, about exercise during pregnancy. When we talk about this, then you say, well, how might somebody know if they're doing something wrong, perhaps?
Yeah. Some ways you might know if you're doing something wrong is if you have to strain or hold your breath to do a particular exercise, then you shouldn't be doing that exercise. If you notice your belly doming or coning in the middle as you go from laying down to sitting up or during a particular exercise, that's a sign that you might not be engaging your core muscles correctly. And anything that causes an increase in pelvic pressure or anything that causes pain anywhere in the body, or if you have pain even at rest, these are all signs that you may be doing an exercise wrong. And if you notice any of these things while exercising, it'd be a really good idea to come see one of our women's health therapists, and we can help figure out how you can perform your exercise properly to gain the health benefits for you and your baby.
And it really seems like it's important to keep this motion, keep this moving, and if you haven't prior to start it and do it. I mean, why is that important?
Yeah, absolutely. It'll keep her body in better shape so that she can better handle the stresses and strains of pregnancy and be better prepared for labor and have a better outcome afterwards.
So what's a good way for people maybe to find, to get a hold of you guys if they have questions, want to find out maybe some of the women's health therapists and whatnot?
You can visit our website at stayactiveup.com, and our phone numbers for our different locations are on there as well.
Well, I appreciate you giving us this update. Some very good information this morning, and thank you for coming in.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
It's Lisa LaBarre, physical therapist with Active Physical Therapy at their Marquette location. Important information about exercise during pregnancy. If you missed any of this interview, we'll have it at our website at sunny.fm. We'll link up all the Active Physical Therapy info as well. It's part of our regular monthly update with our friends at Active Physical Therapy here on Mark and Walt in the Morning, Sunny 101.9.